This painting tells the story of Rama crossing into Lanka to rescue his beloved wife, Sita. Rama is shown several times. The first time you see his blue figure is in the painting's upper left, where he stands with his brother Lakshmana and Hanuman, the monkey god. Rama and his army of monkeys have scoured all of South India looking for his kidnapped wife, Sita. They learn that she is being kept in the palace of the evil demon Ravana. When they reach the strip of ocean between India and Lanka, they are faced with the conundrum of how to cross. Deborah Diamond describes this image.
I love this landscape. It's fantastically exuberant. Although it's exactly the kind of landscape painting that was long criticized by art historians of Indian painting because it wasn't naturalistic. It conveys the story of Rama's crossing to Lanka with incredible verve. Rama's army, which includes bears as well as monkeys, throws together a bridge made out of pink boulders. Two monkeys carry Rama and his brother Lakshman on their backs, while other monkeys, in their haste to get across, jump into the ocean and swim. Some even hitch rides on the back of Makaras, friendly sea monsters. After Rama's monkey army reaches Sri Lanka, we see them encamped between several small white palace cities from which gardens burst forth. If we look over to the right, we see a tall golden castle bristling with cannons and drawn in a spiky line. In the very top terrace, we see the ten-headed and multi-armed demon Ravana anxiously gesturing as he sees Rama's army advance. There are two aspects of this painting that are particularly exciting to me. One is the utter genius with which this artist has composed the landscape. The sky is filled with wonderful rolling scalloped-edged clouds. These are one of the distinctive elements of 18th century Jodhpur painting. The energy of the ocean, which so improbably arches upwards to meet the sky, creates a powerful visual form. It also allows him to contrast the personalities of Rama on the left with Ravana on the right. Rama is utterly calm as he surveys the ocean. Ravana's ten arms are whirling in anxiety. It's inevitable that he'll lose this battle.